Now to Iraq. In Fallujah, Iraqi security forces and civilians are beginning to return to the besieged city where four American contractors were killed and mutilated 3 weeks ago. U.S. Marines surround Fallujah. Hundreds of Iraqis were killed this month in heavy fighting between the U.S. forces and armed insurgents. For the past few days, Fallujah has been mostly quiet. Iraqi mediators are trying to get the rebels to turn in their heavy weapons in exchange for a promise that the Americans won't attack again. Nearly 200 Iraqi police have returned to their posts, but there's skepticism among U.S. officials that the Iraqis can resolve the standoff with the insurgents peacefully. Joining us is Professor Larry Diamond. He's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. He's been a senior advisor to the Coalition Provisional Authority that runs Iraq. He was there in the last month. He studied and written extensively on the problems of building democratic governments in places that aren't used to them. Professor Diamond, welcome to Day to Day.
Hello, Alex.
Let me just play for you a comment from Brigadier General Mark Kimmett. He's the spokesman for U.S. military forces in Iraq. This is what he said after this killing of American contractors in Fallujah 3 weeks ago.
We will not rush in to make things worse. We will plan our way through this, and we will reestablish control of that city, and we will pacify that city.
Professor Diamond, tell me, is Fallujah pacified now, and if it's not, what does that say about U.S. control in general?
Well, the obvious reality is it's not pacified now, and what it says is that we're not in control of the entire territory of Iraq. Not only is Fallujah not in our control, but neither is Najaf and certain other places.
In yesterday's L.A. Times, reporter Alyssa Rubin writes of driving from Baghdad to Karbala, that's about a two-hour drive, being stopped at seven checkpoints along the way that were run by four different militia groups. Do we even know how many groups there are?
Actually, we have a pretty good sense of who the principal militias are. And I might add that we have been negotiating a comprehensive plan to disarm, demobilize, and reintegrate militia fighters all over the country into the established economy and security forces of the country.
If the militias are controlling these mm-hmm. roads, though, these major roads, rather than U.S. military forces, isn't that a pretty bad thing?
I think it's a very bad thing, and I think it's one among many signs, and believe me, there are many, that we do not have nearly enough troops in Iraq. We've never had enough troops in Iraq. And it's going to be very hard for us in the current circumstances to secure the roads, secure the borders. I mean, don't even talk about Fallujah. Just provide more general security in the country without significantly more troops.
When you say we need more troops in Iraq, you mean more U.S. troops. How many more?
My guess is maybe two divisions additionally would be needed. 40,000, 50,000 more troops.
Short of that, Professor Diamond, is the U.S. in danger of losing the war in Iraq?
Of course. I think we're in serious danger of losing this war. I don't think that that's inevitable yet, and I think that there is much we can do to secure an outcome that will still be reasonably decent in terms of providing Iraqis a government that is represents a broadly representative coalition of different forces in Iraq. But it's going to take a long time now to secure the country.
Professor Diamond, you've been a senior advisor to the Coalition Provisional Authority in the last months. To hear you say something like, it's not inevitable yet that we're going to lose this war, sounds like things are much worse than I had thought.
I think they've taken a pretty bad turn in the last month. And I think the American people have a right, given what they are spending financially and what they are giving up in terms of the very, very precious loss of life, to have an honest assessment of the situation. And an honest assessment would have to say, in my opinion, two things. That the situation is much worse now than it was before these twin insurgencies got going. And secondly, that if we were to fail in Iraq, and here I truly agree with the administration, it would have, in my opinion, nightmarish consequences for U.S. national security. You'd have a large-scale civil war in Iraq. It would become, even more than it has so far, a haven and training ground for international terrorism. So it would become what Tom Friedman has called Lebanon on steroids, a very, very nasty place.
Professor Larry Diamond, Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution, thanks very much for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.